always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and I'm joined by the homie DJ Kingdom 7. What up, Kingdom?
What's up?
Hey, man, we excited to have you get on with us, man. You've been in Korea holding it down and for the military, getting it in, man. We just excited to hear your voice, brother.
Hey, that's good. It's a blessing to be in the house, man, and be able to chop it up with you, brother.
Dope, man. Today we're gonna talk about the journey, man. How, and I know you've been on a journey yourself, but just talk about some of the ups and downs that go on in Christian's walk. You know what I'm saying? Some of the highlights, some of the low lights. What would you have to say about that real quick about that, Jill?
Oh man. Your whole life is a journey. You're gonna get your pits and you're gonna get your highs. But as long as you know you keep your eyes on God, man, it's all going to be good in the end.
That's what's up, man. And we got Prophet On Point in the studio with us, man. We're going to get it in with him in just a hot second, man. You're going to hear his brand new album entitled The Second Wind. And definitely, he talk about a lot about the journey on that joint. Right, Prophet?
Oh, yeah, man. All day.
That's what's up, man. So, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to this joint, man, right here, man. And this song, when I was listening to it, man, it just really ministered to me about when you're going through the journey and it's getting tough. Remember who the remedy is, man. And this is from the homie Trey Harris. Brand new joint. It might be on that 5-Star General show, man. Check it out on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Seems like every step I take, the weight of the world keeps wearing me down. I know something's gotta break, and I hope and pray that it's not me. My heart is searching, trying to find it. Everything in this world I've tried, I just won't relieve. I need some peace. I hear something on the inside of me say, on the bounce spiral, I'm right there by your side.
I am the remedy.
When you can't hold on, no matter what you do, you can't hold on. You just remember that I am the
remedy.
So you gotta let go. Open up when I lock on that door. Let me come in so I can take full control of you.
This is the remedy.
When you need relief, and when you want just a little more peace,
you can always find it in me.
The remedy. Seems like everywhere I turn lately, somebody has an answer for me. But everything I try, it never works out right. It always leaves me empty inside.
My heart is searching, trying to find it.
Everything in this world I've tried, I just won't relieve. I need some peace. I hear something on the ears out of me.
Yeah.
Music Group presents J-Mac's new album, For His Glory. Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com. Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Still trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. The brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
Jerry Slim. That's why you see I'm Christ balling like Jeremy Lin.
Seattle's Hip Hop Resurrection,
May 5th, 2012. At 7 p.m.
Featuring
Tedashi, Braille, Willie Will, Benjamin.
Freestyle contest.
Whose rhyme is it anyway? Featuring Manchild, Play-Doh, and Heat McNeese.
Breakdancing battle
by the Goodfoot Arts Collective
at Lincoln High School Auditorium, 4400 Interlake Avenue North, Seattle, Washington, 98103. Buy tickets at oneemg.com. That's oneemg.com.
Group and VIP tickets available. Sponsored by Louis Palau's Creative Arts Alliance and World Concerns.
Seattle's Hip Hop Resurrection.
Be there, man. May 5th.
Right there, the homie Sherrod White, Light It Up, man. And that joint go hard right there, man. Definitely. What up, Sherrod? You putting in work? We got one cat, man, that's putting in work all the way overseas, Korea. My man, DJ Kingdom 7. We gonna get it in on the testimony, man. I'm gonna let you handle that though.
Yeah, what's up, Prophet, man? Prophet on point. It's a blessing, man, that you're in the building again. Once again, I say that. But this is the segment of the show, Yada the King Radio, that we get it in with you. You tell us your testimony, the things you've been through, man, and just bless us, man, on what's going on in your life.
All right. So, yeah, man, the Lord has brought me through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life. You know, my mom was raised Mormon, my dad Roman Catholic, and so just kind of having a mixture of spiritual teachings growing up, not really being on a solid foundation whatsoever, and in fact, kind of just forced in the church when my parents did become Christians, and, you know, kind of just going to church, but living like the devil. I got involved with drugs and, you know, just drinking heavily and promiscuous out there with lots of females, pulling licks, you know, doing lots of things that I shouldn't be doing, you know, and that I'm not proud of whatsoever. But like going through the growth of all that, you know, being affiliated with the wrong kind of people, you know. And so anyways, fast forward, God has redeemed me and broke those bondage. You know, he took me out of the muck and mire and showed me that I was being foolish, you know, and just selfish. And he showed me my value and what I'm created to be on earth, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so I find my strength and my wisdom and everything that's good in Christ, you know? So it's just been a journey like we're talking about today. And it's not so much about the destination, but the journey along the way. So there's a reason for every season. And he's, you know, freed me from all those addictions and things that were holding me back and hindering me from allowing the Holy Spirit to grow me and to reach out and make disciples, you know, and all that good stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I had a plan, but the Lord had other plans, you know. The word says a man makes their plans, but the Lord directs their steps. And that's really what's been the case, because I thought I was going to the NBA or I was going to play overseas, you know.
Hey, and yeah. I'm going to say this. My man does got game, though.
Praise the Lord, you know. Hey, the Trinity done given me the ability, you know. So, hey, I just like to rhyme all the time, and I want to glorify the Lord through this music.
Yeah.
I'm not just trying to do it for vain gain. It's not like that at all. It's, you know, in fact, I didn't want anything to do with Christianity, but the Lord, he had pulled me, you know, he made it so by his love, you know, and his grace and his, the conviction and stuff. So,
yeah,
man, it's just been a great journey. I don't mean to talk your ears off and stuff, but man... Man, he turned my test into a testimony and my mess into a message. And I'm just trying to relate to those people that have gone through the same kind of walk I was in, you know, because I can reach out to people that some can't and vice versa. So just trying to be used by the Lord as much as possible.
Man, share with us real quick, man. Was there any time in your life that you remember somebody really coming to minister to you? Was there any people in particular that you would say planted huge seeds in your life to even produce who you are as a man of God today?
Yeah, definitely. My parents, they've always never gave up on me, you know. Yeah. They see me in my highs and my lows, definitely. And my aunts and uncles, you know, I have a really good family, but because I was experimental and hung out with the wrong crowd, I chose to live a thuggish life. Anyways, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I went off into the deep end, not because I needed to, but because I wanted to. And then before you know it, you start getting trapped in it, and it becomes a way of life. But a pastor, Pastor Zhang Xin, he reached out to me. He would meet up with me consistently. Baby Moses, you know, he, Jason Mackey, he poured into me a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just been a blessing all the way around with the people that I've come across. Josh Donnell, Sean Danaher, Marquise Franklin. You know, you actually reached out to me when I was first starting out. I, you know, was rapping over a Mobb Deep beat, I think. And you were like, hey, man, I actually got some beats. Because you were hearing the Christian rap stuff, you know.
I remember that.
I've just been blessed with lots of support and people giving me encouragement to continue doing what I do. Because honestly, like, I didn't want to do it. I felt dirty. I felt worthless, not worthy of doing this kind of thing. You know, because I had in my mind that you had to be perfect. But I know now that we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And so, yeah, I'm just, even though I'm not flawless, I'm God blessed to go through the process and just trying to minister to people, you know. And a lot has been poured into me, and I'm just trying to pour out into other people too.
Through, yeah.
You know, whatever God has for me.
Any other question you want to ask Prophet, Kingdom 7, while you on regarding his story, his life, his testimony?
excuse me. Yeah, Prophet, man. Once again, it was kind of deep, man. I know you said your dad was a Mormon.
No, my mom, my dad was a Roman Catholic.
Your mom. Okay, your dad was a Roman Catholic and your mom was a Mormon. I'm saying, sorry. So, based upon, you know, living in that type of environment, because I know there was probably a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
That's with the theological dialogue.
Right.
How did it come to pass that you was able to decipher the difference and come to God?
Well, I remember one specific moment because I've given my life to the Lord a few times, rededicated and stuff, but I'd say the pivotal moment is when I felt like I was at the end of my rope and I couldn't break the addiction of smoking marijuana, all right? You know, and I was in church, I was like almost to tears, like, man, this is just, I'm, you know, the things I'm doing, I know I'm better than this. And so when they had asked for us to walk up for the altar call, I, you know, finally built up the courage to do it, because like before I'd like try to act like I got it all together and whatever it was, but walked up there, got prayed for, and had people consistently pour into me to where I would stay on the righteous track more so than not, you know. But definitely have fallen, like the Bible says, a righteous man has fallen 7 times but gets back up. You got to keep on persevering and pressing on, forgetting what the past is and press on towards the mark. And so anyways, the Lord has brought me through a lot of stuff to where I'm reliant on him and dependent, and realize my flaws, my fallibilities, and yet how he can use the foolish to confound the wise, and on and on. So there was a time frame in my life where I just gave up trying to do it my way and just was willing to be obedient and to allow the Lord to work on me. Like, it's an inside job, you know. And so yeah. I've had to dig into the Word, to learn the scriptures and meditate on it day and night, and develop a prayer life, to be in good fellowship with people, you know, in the body of Christ, and to disciple, to just do the things that the Lord says to do, it like the Word of God, the Bible, Bible, best instructions before leaving earth. When you apply those things in your life, you change. Like, it's inevitable, it's gonna happen, you know. I think, you know, and as I've allowed the Holy Spirit to dictate what I do, he's really molded me into the man I am today, you know. And wow. Still improving, still a work in progress, but I praise God that he's taken me this far so far.
Alright, man, so we're gonna go to your first song, man, entitled Do That Then. Once again, Prophet is in the studio with me a lot, so we actually had a privilege to do a song together.
Amen.
Me and Jesus Instead of Gangs is the name of the group, featuring us on Prophet's project. Talk to us about this song, man. Do That Then. Why did you want to do this? What was in your spirit when you wrote this?
Man, this song right here, you know, I'm like just saying, like, we don't play no games. And, you know, okay, well, it's one thing to say it. We'll do that, you know. It's like faith without action is dead. So it's so easy to walk, to talk it, but how about walking it? So that's basically what I'm trying to hit them with right there.
You know? All right, so we're going to hop into that. Do that then on Yacht of the King Radio. Y'all better get ready, man. Prophet on point in the building. Here we go.
Don't play no games, no weapons will kill him, he could bang those things. He still will chill in the kingdom bang. Say do that then,
do that then.
Prophet on point, don't play no games, no weapons will kill him, you can bang those things. He still will chill in the kingdom bang. Say do that then,
do that then.
Some may think that I'm cool as hockey, while others hate singing, I'm a fool and cocky. But anyway you slice it, you cannot stop me, cause I keep on going forward with my heavenly poppy. Psychos seem to think I'm out of my mind, but I know that I can soar over mountains to climb with the wings of my king when I'm found in a bind. This has been the plan since the first hour of time. I'm chosen and elected, sanctified with a swag, giving props to my dad even beyond the body bag. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus, pray amen. If you believe like I do, then say that. The life that we live is so genuine. My Abba Father promised to defend his men. You cannot harm me, we'll prove it again and again. Cause we in the Lord's army, so we fin to win. I'm a rapper for the master of the prophet Elijah, and I used to blaze fire, now I'm so much higher. Giving praise to Messiah, my Jehovah Jireh. Man, he's everything we need, a holy soul provider.
Jesus is dedicated.
Don't play no games, no weapons will kill him. You can bang those things, he still will chill in the kingdom main. Say do that thing,
do that then.
Jesus is dedicated. Don't play no games, no weapons will kill him. You can bang those things, he still will chill in the kingdom main. Say do that then,
do that then.
Straight out the gate, I don't ride no fence. Peyton Manning on the grind, audible offense. Like three night red eye flights, yeah it's intense. This is my perfect purpose, this is why I exist. I stay suited and booted with Ephesians 6. Destroy all thoughts and life, Christ we ride against. Stay true, not moved by your compliments. I please God, not man. Hebrews 11:6, one slave to sin. Read Romans 6, but my life is crossed up, I'm his instrument. I live here in Kings County, that's just a glimpse. It's a good year, not talking ties and blips. Please Christ, all my life is my intent. His anointing is important, true holiness. Standards too high, you try but can't handle suspense. I regret to interject, but you ride in the fence. If you think Jesus cares about your rise to fame, be advised and realize they crucified his name. So if it's just us few, we operate the same. Dead to this life, if Jesus is dead to fame.
Jesus is dead to
games. Don't play no games, no weapons will kill him. You can bang those things, he still will chill in the kingdom main. Say do that then,
do that then.
Jesus is dedicated. Don't play no games, no weapons will kill him. You can bang those things, he still will chill in the kingdom main. Say do that then,
do that then.
We represent the name above all names. You know the name, Jesus is dedicated. To the death we ain't gonna change. Our lifestyle is a reflection of Christ. Now we on display like a podium at the end of a stalk eye. Some will buy it and some will try it. Too many people hide their lives in their pockets, they won't buy it. When the price that Christ paid is free, but all you gotta do is believe. But still you put your faith in money. When the money in lust is a God we trust. Still everything's money over God and that's so corrupt. But it's sad to see America playing with God like a family gathering with Milton Bradley. You get it? Life is not a game. You like piggy in the brain. Big headed for perfection you can't obtain. The world's a mouse trap, got you cornered in a cage. It's a booby trap, Candyland hallucinating the brain. It's time for renovation, open heart operation to connect the four to Trinity plus you is what I'm saying. Why you playing bank teller like you in Monopoly? The word is like boggle. We translate your picture to you. The Bible's in the Rubik's Cube. We're trailblazing the salvation, leaving you clues. The battleship is the battle, the sin we in. Repent, trouble will come again, but we gotta stay genuine. Life.
Everything you go through, would you believe me?
Come with me to a place where you will meet.
nobody who can do me like Jesus can. I never met nobody who will love me in spite of my transgressions. He loves you, he died for you, he wants you. Now he's standing with his arms out wide to welcome you inside. He died so you will have eternal life.
Status, man, I heard that song, man, and I'm gonna tell y'all, man, this is what I do. If you got music, you need to send it in, music@yattatheking.com. But I heard this on thesouth.com, man, and I actually have chopped it up with G Status. When I heard this, I was like, bruh, I need that, man. A perfect fusion of hip hop and worship. And man, I got a man that's not afraid to worship the Lord, and that's the homie Prophet On Point, man. And Prophet, man, talk to me. We're going to talk about how you got involved in this music. You did share earlier in the live stream, and even in your testimony, was a struggle to get involved in Christian hip hop. But talk to me about some of your influences inside Christian hip hop and even outside when you got started. Who were some of the people that influenced you to become who you are today?
Man, I started rapping with Playa Thugs, Primetime. That's my group, PT, back in the day. And you know, I'm still in connection with those guys. You know, just because I was saved don't mean that I just cut them off out the mix and stuff. But right. Anyways, Bone Thugs and Harmony, they have a major influence on me. I say Eminem, Tupac, Biggie, you know, Rakim.
Yeah.
Lots of different rap styles and people that influence me. I say like West Side Connection. Lots of the secular, you know, but in the Christian realm, I'd have to say Gospel Gangsters got my attention first.
Yeah.
And then T-Bone did. And then the final straw where I was like, all right, I got to get up in this was when I heard Willie Will, you know, from the EVT. So, yeah, man, and mad props. There's so much talent out here. And your group, JIG, man, you guys are a phenomenal duo, too. And the whole Genuine Life crew, man, it just really inspired me to go forth with it. Because honestly, I wasn't sure what to do. I just knew that I had to go and try, you know, and take the first step of faith. And the Lord has guided me since. I started writing to the Mobb Deep beat, you know?
Yeah.
Right? And I just did that outreach out there in Chinatown on the street. And you were like, hey, man, I make beats.
And you know what's funny? That was going to be my next question. From the experience in Chinatown, when we were praying for people ministering out in Chinatown, which is it's in Seattle, downtown Seattle. We were actually rapping to a lot of homeless people, and people were actually giving, they were mm-hmm. surrendering their crack pipes, just crazy stuff, man. People giving their life to God. That's the first time I met Prophet, So from that point, man, what has fueled you to continue to keep on going? Because I know during that time, as we're going to talk about on the topic of the day, the journey, mm-hmm. there's been stuff that probably has made it discouraging to be a Christian hip hop artist. The support might not be everything, you know what I'm saying, we expect. But talk to me about how you've continued to just follow in this path.
Man, he asked good questions. Nah, but like, all right, so I just knew the Lord had a calling in my life. And I think one major thing that people want to feel is important. They want to know that they have a sense of purpose in their life. And I was dedicated to the Lord when I was born. My parents told me that, and you know, I just sought after knowing God and what's my purpose, and I want to make sure to leave a good legacy in life. So I just got into the Word and gone to church and been in fellowship and in prayer and just trying to do the best while God does the rest. And I'm far from perfect, but I praise God that I can be an imperfect person in this perfect plan to glorify Him. So basically, when I got a hold of it's not about me, it's about Him, then I can go through these struggles and be like, all right, I'll suffer for His name's sake and count it all joy to do so. You know what I mean? And my boy Josh Donnell told me, J-O-Y, joy, keep it like this, Jesus, others, yourself. Mm. Put yourself last, because I mean, it's so easy to be selfish. We're born that way. We come out crying, hey, give me some milk, that's mine, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's a sign of spiritual maturity when you could put others before you.
That's right.
So really, I'm just the thing that motivated me is that God loved me even when I wasn't even capable to love Him back. Mm. You know, and He has been so patient and forgiving and merciful for me, you know, and His love is unconditional. And so, and the Bible talks about how a righteous man even falls 7 times and gets back up, and how our righteousness is like filthy rags. It's really all about Him, really. I can do no good aside from Him.
Yeah.
So in knowing all of that and meditating on His word day and night, it gives me the encouragement to continue on despite the challenges and difficulties I face. Because yes, there's times where I feel like, man, is it ever going to pan out? Am I going to, you know what I'm saying? But we all get tested with these negative thoughts. However, the Bible also says that we need to take our thoughts captive, right?
I like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, seriously, like, we can all have this pessimistic perspective, but you gotta, attitude equals altitude. You gotta live positive.
That's right.
These are things that I try to keep in my mind and reach out for others. There's a lot of people depending on my mouthpiece, depending on my time.
So I got a question on that, what you said. Do you have any testimonies from people that heard your music? You know what I'm saying? Or even just people that you've talked to about what you do as a Christian hip hop artist. Is there been people that have just said, man, this has blown my mind? Share any testimonies that you might have from that, man.
Man, there's quite a few people that have told me, bro, your music really encourages me. And
yes,
I can't seem to take it out of my tape deck, blah, blah, blah. And honestly, I love to hear that feedback. And I can think of one person in particular, Tony. You know, from the Aguilar family, he was about to commit suicide, you know, at one point. And I have a song that was like talking about choose the Christ, otherwise it's a suicide. And that song brought him to tears. It was like real to him, you know. And then this other song, Be Strong, I've had lots of people tell me, yo, man, I was going through it. I didn't know what to do. And it's like, well, in Joshua 1:8, or chapter 1, like 3 times it says be strong.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I got that idea to write that song. But yeah, so I've been hearing a lot of feedback, people saying like, yeah, man, that's a right on time word, I needed that. And you know, I not only in my music do I do this, I try to utilize Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, LinkedIn to bring a positive message to these people where they may be going through it and find themselves feeling kind of hopeless. But God can give you hope. Like one of my rhymes, it says, when your back's against the ropes and there's no hope in your scope, just know that you could float with the quotes in your boat, you know? Man, yes. They wrote what was spoken as the antidote, so you can cope when you're broken, read the holy notes. So, I mean, basically, you got to dig into that word, man. And I'm telling you, it's helped me time and time again. Like, honestly, I feel if I didn't have the Bible and its word and God to talk to, I'd be going insane and be discouraged and down and depressed just like anyone else.
Yeah. Man, dope, man. I love hearing these testimonies. This is why I do this, man, because I want to share what happens when people surrender their gifts to God and the impact that it has on the world, man. That's what Yada the King Radio is all about. It ain't about me getting glory, me getting shine. Like, I mean, I don't care about that, man. It's all about Christ. Yep. It's all about lifting up his name, man. And you got another single from your album which the album got banging songs. But this song is called Love of My Life, man. Talk to me about this one, man, because it goes good with what you just said.
Okay, Love of My Life. I wrote this after I broke up with one of my girlfriends in the past, and I just imagined the perfect one. And it's also coincided with God, who is number one position, love of my life.
Yeah.
But when I do find that one to marry, that will be the love of my life as well. You feel me? Like, both together on the same team, unified as one body.
Yeah. So,
and it's just basically from the heart sharing how I would feel about that particular person. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just speaking from the heart, man.
Yeah. So let's get into it, man. Who's featured on this joint, though, before we go in it?
The homie Jazz Digga.
All right, Jazz Digga.
Brother of Willie Will.
That's right, man. What up, Jazz? What up, Will?
What
it
do?
Let's get it in. Here we go.
You're the reason I sing, I do. Nobody compares to you. I think I'm marrying you. You're the love of my life. You pick me up when I fall. Stood by my side through it all.
Struggles through the trouble, you were there to give me peace and happiness while doing things to show you care. The memories together forever, now we can share a pair of heavenly prepared lovers. This is rare. Forgive me if I stare, but you're the answer to my prayers. We're blessed beyond measure and this bond could never tear. I love you from the soles of your feet to your hair, and I wouldn't trade you for the paper as a billionaire. You're more precious than rubies. This pleasure is moving through me, and I love to love you truly, not just because it's my duty. You're such a cutie, but the best is in your inner beauty. I knew we'd be forever since the day that you wooed me.
You're the reason I say I do. Nobody compares to you. I think I'm marrying you. You're the love of my life. You pick me up when I fall. Stood by my side through it all. You're in my heart, that's why. You're the love of my life. You pick me up when I stood by my side through it all. You're in my heart, that's why.
Everything you are, been, and will be. If loving you's a crime, then the verdict is I'm guilty. Got pepper in my step like I'm walking on cloud nine. I knew I had a soulmate, now I know that I found mine. You turn my frown upside down, now I smile like a child. On the righteous path, you're always down to go the extra mile. You're selfless, faithful, and practicing your patience. The aroma of your service is a therapeutic fragrance. Baby, it's crazy, you're hotter than AZ, but cooler than AC, cause you daily amaze me. There's nothing else to do, so I'ma choose to tied or not. Our future's looking bright. Are you excited or not?
You're the reason I say I do. Nobody compares to you. I think I'm marrying you. You're the love of my life. You pick me up when I fall. Stood by my side through it all. You're in my heart, that's why. You're the love of my life. You pick me up.
I promise you, I'ma love and honor you. I'm feeling what you wanna do and digging your persona to. The essence of perfection is the way you show affection. Hun, you're chosen by election, so I gotta pop the question. I can't see myself with anybody else but you. I was asking God who to marry, he said, you're my who. You're my other half, you compliment me with your words. And the way you're living too is perfect, baby, that's for sure. You're my best of friends, next to Jesus I'll defend and provide for you, would die for you, this love could never end. I know this is some service from my lips or running tongue, but my plan is to keep showing you every day you're the one.
You're the reason I say I do. Nobody compares to you. I think I'm marrying you. You're the love of my life. You pick me up when I fall. Stood by my side through it all. You're in my heart, that's why. You're the love of my life. You pick me up when I fall. Stood by my side through it all.
For a hand that was a burden, I tried to make them love me, I just couldn't earn it. Was searching for a purpose, fronting on the surface, but deep inside I can't deny there's more to life than hurting. Thought I must be ugly, all they ever did was judge me, abuse, push and shove me, deceive me and corrupt me. I put my self-worth into whatever came first. Anything to quench my thirst, it got worse. And as I sank deeper, I finally hit the bottom. And guess who was there to come and save me from my
problems? You saved me from myself, turn me from the sin. Show me who I was, change me from within. And I was on my own, won't be that way again. I never let you go, I'm riding to the end. Cause Father, you saved me.
Process of restoration. I got a lot of guilt inside and self-condemnation. At times my past haunts me when I'm by myself and tries to tempt me into being who the Father killed. Sometimes I fall and I feel the worst, and I feel alone and my feelings hurt. But then he shows up and shows me what redemption is and how forgiveness isn't limited to just the present tense. My past is gone, not just disappeared, not its existence but dominion over future years. And there's hope in that, and it gives me peace. My shortcomings won't limit who I'm meant to be. That means I'm meant to breathe. More than that, I'm meant to love. Change won't ever come if I ain't changed from who they thought I was. It's not just who I am, but who I am in him. Which means I'm called to give everything that I
you
am like
me
him.
Turn me from the sin. Show me who I was. Change me from within. And I was on my own. Won't be that way again. I never let you go. I'm riding to the end. Cause Father, you saved me. Father, you saved me.
Where you can shop the hip-hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At thesouth.com.
Thesouth.com.
You know who it is?
Thesouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping. West Coast fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Ripping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yes, the homie Ali Rosette right there. You saved me, man. And we just thankful to God that Jesus came, died on the cross, resurrected so that we can have a relationship with God, man. And I'm just going to say this before we get on the topic of the show. Something that my dad was talking about at church, man. And all the stuff that Jesus did was so that he would have a relationship with us, man. You know what I'm saying? Just think about that.
Yeah.
All the stuff he went through was for us to have a good, solid relationship, because our relationship was broken, man. So that's really what it is, man. Hey, my man is Filipino, for the record. You dig, man? But Prophet on
Mestizo.
Point.
Mestizo.
Prophet on Point, man, definitely came through in the clutch. We had him freestyle. If you ever want to get us live, every Thursday we get it in 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. We get it in. Definitely great stuff right there, man. We threw a beat on, and dude went hard in the paint, baby. And if you missed it, all you're going to have to do is go to the YadaTheKing.com and look on the Prophet on Point, the live stream video there. You can definitely check out his freestyle. I might have to pull it out, you know what I'm saying, and just throw it on somewhere one time, man, and, you know, make sure Prophet knows what he was doing, you know what I'm saying? So, Prophet on Point in the building. Album Second Wind just came out. Definitely want y'all to check that out, man. We're going to hop on the topic of the day. Topic of the day is the journey, man. Talk to me about the journey, man. First of all, when you first got saved, what was it like when you first got saved?
Man, when I first got saved, I wanted to tell everyone about God. I was just like, some people called me over spiritual, you know, and I just wanted to share it to everyone right away. I was just so like giddy, just like feeling good about it, feeling great. And anyways, a lot of fervor without the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the word of God completely. I just had that faith, you know, so had to go through a lot of things to grow.
Yeah.
And learn. And a lot of it was not fun, you know, like no pain, no gain. You gotta go through some things if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh snap. I'm not trying to rap right now. But you feel me?
Yeah, so with the journey, it seems like a lot of people when they first get saved, they have that, oh man, I can't wait to get it in. I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden they hit like a wall almost. You know what I'm saying? What does that mean? Why do we hit that wall? What is the wall that we hit, man?
Man, to me, I like to think of it like lifting weights. Like, I like to hit the gym and pump iron. And when I have a spotter, I can go as hard as I want by myself. And then I need that spot for the extra 2 reps. So when you hit that wall or that plateau or whatever, then you need someone to kind of encourage you to grow, to get bigger, to get stronger by pushing through all that. And that comes in the form of fasting and prayer and fellowship and just reading God's word and just being encouraged and self-motivated. I mean, there's so many different aspects to it, but basically it's growth. I mean, we all go through some things, and the word of God says what? That it rains on the just and the unjust. So no matter what, Christian, believer or not,
yeah,
you're going to go through some drama, some trials and tribulations, but through Jesus, it's so much better. What? He answers your prayer. He gives you that joy and peace that surpasses understanding. He gives you that grace, that forgiveness, that love. You know what I'm saying? Like, come man, on. I, you know, despite the challenges I go through in life, I have like the best friend in the whole entire galaxy.
Can I get
the
it?
Universe.
Amen. Yeah.
You feel me? Like, seriously, man, the one who created me, that knows me better than I know myself, has all the answers and the guidance and spiritual insight I need to be successful in this life.
Yeah, man, there you go. Getting it in. So with you saying that, it seems like, okay, Christians get, they strong, and then there's a point where they weak. Now, I know a lot of Christians will say, man, I don't know where God is. Have you ever been to a place in your walk with God where you prayed and you was like, I can't hear God right now?
Yeah, man, I've gone through some real ups and downs to where it's like, I think that I am who I used to be. And that's like backsliding. I've gone and partied it up as if I never even knew Christ in the first place.
Wow.
Like, that's a true admitting right there. Like, man, I've done all the sins in the book, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Like, where Satan wants to get me discouraged and reminding me of my past, but, you know, I just gotta remind him of his future. He loses. And through God, I can do all things. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it ain't by the law. The law was created to show us how we always fall short of it and that we need God. We are in a sinful, fallen world, and people like to think, oh, we can attain this high standard, when really it's impossible for us to do that. You know, we need the grace of God providing us the ability, right?
Yeah.
Because the word says, by grace through faith are we saved. Now, that doesn't mean that the law isn't important. We should always try to attain that, but not get discouraged when you fall short of the glory of God. It's all part of like showing us who we are and how we should depend and rely on him, you know? So yeah, man, I've been in a position where I felt really far from the Lord, like wow, like not even happy with myself, like how am I even in my own skin right now? Just, you know what I'm saying? But that's Satan trying to take me out of the game, trying to isolate me, trying to get me discouraged, trying to make me stop, trying to make me quit, trying to kill me, trying to destroy me, trying to steal me. You know what I'm saying? Because he wants to come and be destructive in our lives. So, yeah, man, when that kind of stuff happens, I just know it's a season of growth, and it opens up a whole new light of what's happening in my life and helps me to introspectively analyze things that are going on and step back to see what I can do to improve, to strategize. But you know what? You don't want to intellectualize it too much to where you only know God in your mind and not in your heart. That's how you miss heaven by a foot. You catch that? Like, you want to know him in your heart. Like, I knew of him, but now I know him. You know what I'm saying? In a relationship. So yeah, the Lord, no matter how you feel, is always there with you. I like what Josh Donnell told me too. I used to go to his Bible studies all the time, but he said, not to be led by emotions, but by the motion of the Holy Spirit. So there you go, man.
21 Gun salute right there on Yacht of the King Radio, man. And definitely, man, what are some of the best things that have, man, just like fueled your relationship with God along this journey? Is there any things in particular that you can remember, or even some things that some people might have said to you? A prayer somebody might have prayed over you. What were some of the things that was like, man, I'm in this for the long haul, after you heard that? What are some of those, man?
Well, definitely my family never gives up on me. My family's always seeing how I'm doing, trying to push me, encourage me. I got good friends, a supporting cast that are there for me as well. I'm self-motivated. I love to be ambitious and handle my business, you know what I mean? My thing is, I want to live up to the fullest potential in my life, to glorify God, my creator. So when I do see him face to face, he'll say, well done, good and humble servant.
Yeah.
You know, I want him to be like, yo, I gave you all these talents. What did you do with them? And I'm going to say, like, I did this with it. I did that with it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he already knows. He already knows. But, I mean, he gave me these talents. I'm trying to just utilize it, you know, to its fullest potential, like I said.
No, that's good, man. And I'm going to ask this, man. This is going to be the last question we're going to talk about on the journey topic of the day. What would you say, how has a relationship with God helped you through this whole journey, man? Because we know we're going to see ups and downs, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
There's going to be drama in our life. There's going to be just different things that kind of detour us. But a relationship with God is what helped us ultimately pass through this, man. What would you say about that relationship?
The relationship with the Lord grows as you seek after him. You know, he never leaves me lonely. He wants me to be his best friend and to put him number one. And so I daily, just like I said, when I wake up out of bed, I thank him for the new opportunity to serve him, to grow in him. I ask him to give me the ability to make the right decisions and to do the right things and be led by the Holy Spirit. I got good fellowship with like believers like you, you know, and the word, the Bible, I know its validity. I know its power.
Yeah.
I know its benevolence. It's all powerful, all knowing. It's a revelation of ourselves and what's to come and what has happened. I mean, it's history. It's his story written down in history and revealing tomorrow's mysteries.
Right.
And I'm thanking God for today because it's a gift to me as time keeps moving swiftly.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
So we had it, got it in on the topic of the day. Man, definitely have fun on that joint right
but
there,
man. Let me answer that seriously, though, because like I know sometimes I get off on a rabbit trail rhyming.
No, you good.
But, man, I was just telling Jingle about... You know, hey, what's up, Jingle, if you're listening? Yeah, I was just telling her, look, it's not about the destiny so much. It's more about the journey. So enjoy the journey along the ways, because she's going through some things right now that has stretched her patience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it takes that faith and hope in the midst of that to give you a peace that surpasses understanding, you know, and just praying to the Lord, believing that in due time he will provide for you all your needs. So I know it may be uncomfortable, whatever you guys are going through, if you're struggling, but God gives you what you need, not necessarily what you want sometimes. And you know, no boxer really likes to do so much jump roping and running miles and miles and lifting weights, I think.
Right.
It's not fun to a degree, but it's worth it. The preparation is key to be victorious with the glorious Lord in us. There I go again.
Yeah, no, that's what's up, man. So Second Wind is the album, man, and we're going to talk about that a little bit in the next segment. The next song we're going to go to is called Be Strong. Now, you said earlier how Joshua 1:8 said Be Strong 3 times, so you was like, man, I got to do this song. What would you say about this joint right here, Be Strong, and who's featured on it?
All right, this song right here is Be Strong, coming out of Joshua chapter 1. It says be strong like 3 times, and sometimes we need to be reminded of that. We get discouraged, we get down. I wrote this song when I was going through a testing and a challenging time in my life, and really I just said, Holy Spirit, speak to me and through me, guide my pen, help me to write your lyrics. And this is what he did, and it like has blessed not only myself but others who hear it. So y'all be strong. And when you don't know the answers, God has a special plan for you that he will reveal in due season. So just keep your faith in him.
And who featured on this one?
And oh, this is featuring Jess Silva.
I'm coming
All right, man. Let's get it in on Yada the King Radio. Where y'all at? Make sure y'all turn this music up. Here we go.
Sometimes I feel that I'm done and I can't go on.
I know, but you gotta be strong.
Sometimes I feel that my chances have come and gone.
I know, but you never alone.
Please tell me what to do.
I will, just listen up now.
Please show me what to do.
Okay, yeah. Hey, I know that life can be so tough that it makes you feel like you had enough, but keep it cool, don't move on too strong.
What about what I'm going through? I don't know what I'm gonna do. Every day I lay down to pray, I don't know what to say.
With your stress and depression, learn your lessons, count your blessings, ask
your questions. Pain and the strife is all part of life. You will slip, trip and fall, so give your heart to Christ. I know you might be fed up, but when you fall, you gotta get up. Problems big or small, he can solve them, so keep your head up. There's really nothing better than to live with him forever and to do it all together instead of chasing after cheddar. Agony could actually pull you down like gravity. That's not the way it has to be. Just give your life to the majesty. He'll help you come up rapidly and deal with your depravity. Doors may shut, but the Lord has a master key.
Sometimes I feel that I'm done and I can't go on.
I know, but you gotta be strong.
Sometimes I feel that my chances have come and gone.
I know, but you're never alone.
Please tell me what to do.
I will, just listen up now.
Just know that you can float with the quotes in your boat. Man, they wrote what was spoken as the antidote, so you can cope when you're broken. Read the holy notes. Read that you could be freed. Steady planting creed seed, then you grow like a weed. Take heed to succeed. You might suck up a bit, but don't give up or quit. If you grumble in the pits, don't trip and zip up your lips. Life and death is in the tongue, so spit with it the pics. Living bread instead of poison from the 666. The cat had my tongue, so I had to make it purr. Put action to the word, like love being a verb.
Sometimes I feel that I'm done and I can't go on.
I know, but you gotta be strong.
Sometimes I feel that my chances have come and gone.
I know, but you're never alone.
Render prayers, you need a more than air. If you're broke as a joke, with no hope he can repair. Test him if you dare, he could bless you everywhere. Overcome your fears and get your vision clear. Him and you won't find the answers. Cheers and beers with your peers. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and he is near. Your enemy might tend to be your face in the mirror.
Don't let nobody hold you down. Ooh, church, I knew you come around. Don't let nobody hold you down.
Jesus, when it goes down.
The world like a polar cap, never stressed out, always chest out, shoulders back, always keep landing on your feet like when you throw a cat, but before you know it, snap, you're flat like a yoga mat. You can go from stack like the Miami Heat, then overnight it's over like God's plan for Cleveland. From your family eating to family needing pop up, you was used to feasting, then the famine popped up. One day
you got a milli. Next you try to get a 10, ATM says you silly, you silly. You really need to know how to roll with seasons. Ask Joe, sometimes you go low without the reasons.
If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. You ready for your season when it goes down? Cause it can go up, down, up, down, up, down, up.
You know what's coming. Just be ready. You can go from a Benz to a Buick, from a Buick to a Benz, from the friends to the center, from the center to the fringe. It all depends. You with all the friends, you with all the ends. You can bruise them all and lose it all. You can fall to sin if you should fall. Repent. Be conscious. It's most step of reconciling power, which is a monster. Ask Joseph. He could take a slave, give him city and the heat. Straight remedy to hate and mend to split up families. See, don't get beside yourself. Better remind yourself. You'll never know where you'll find yourself. Maybe up or down, maybe stronger, maybe weaker. Either way, the grace to save you is the same grace to keep you.
It goes up, when it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. You ready for your season when it goes down. Cause it can go up, down,
God's deeds, we see it in the pages of the word God breathed. We see it through the ages in the word God speaks. His favorite way to say it's through the Lord God Jesus. God's on top when you're seeing God lead. We see God on drop when you're seeing God bleed. We see him lifted up, we can see him on his knees. Sometimes he's in the cut, one time was on the seas. That's why we in a out of season, in a out of season, in a out of season, in a out of season. We don't have the power, so our power is the one that keep us from falling, but when we fall, it'll seek us to come back.
When it comes down, you can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Hope you're ready for your season when it goes down. And we can go up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Get ready for your seasons, cause it's going down. Keep looking up to Jesus when it goes down.
Up, down. Can you handle both? Paul said, I've learned the secret. I know how to abase, and I know how to bound. That means, in feast or famine, little or much, I stay on point. If you're going through something right now, don't worry. Seasons change. You go from up, down, you up, down. I guess that means you can reverse it. You can go down, up, down, up. That happened to me. Take it from me, I'm a witness.
Yeah, yeah,
hey. Up and down.
Man, that journey that we go through is gonna be just like Ambassador said, ups and downs, man. I had to throw that in with the topic of the day today, man, and that's really what's up. So, man, we talked the journey earlier with Prophet. Prophet, man, we want them to know about this album, The Second Wind. Why did you title it that, and what can they expect from this project?
Well, Second Wind, you know, it's God breathed, and the Holy Spirit spoke through me. It's the second album that came out, my solo tip. I also got another one out there with my group, JPS, Justified Prodigal Sons, with Josh Donnell, Soul the Interrogator, and your boy, Prophet on Point. So, yeah, that's on iTunes and all the other networks on the internet. I got Army of One on there. From my first album, but this one right here I think takes it to a whole new level. This is called Second Wind because I've had to go endure some other things to get to this point, you know. It's yeah, kind of like round two, y'all, let's go. So anyways, I love this album. I can't take it out of my own tape deck, and I'm not just feeling myself, I'm just saying like what it is, man. And I've been hearing a lot of feedback from people, and I'm really excited to get it out to more and more ears and to encourage people, man. It's cracking. It's man, you need to hear it and then tell the people, man. I think, you know, I don't want to brag on myself, but I know this is beyond me. This is anointed. This is like God inspired, for real, for real, for real, for real.
Nah, that's real talk right there. Definitely Second Wind. Once again, let's get where they can get it on the internet, where they can find you on the internet, man. But first, where can I get this CD again?
So they can get this CD on iTunes, it's on Zune, it's on Rhapsody, it's on eMusic, it's on Spotify, it's on Reverb Nation, it's on Amazon. Did I miss any? I don't know, but check it out. Google it.
Google Second Wind.
Hey, and if you want to holler at me, I'll get you a hard copy. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on MySpace and LinkedIn.
That's right. He's Prophet On Point on Facebook, Prophet On PT on Twitter. Definitely, you guys want to check him out. Follow him and share what it is. And everybody in the live stream is like, Google me. That's what's up.
Uh-huh.
And I always say that. Yeah. Just Google me, man. Definitely.
You're
getting it in on Yacht of the King Radio. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions about this project. What were your standout songs? What were the songs that, to you, that you just enjoy doing the most, man?
Man, to be honest, every single project, I treat it like it's my first, you know, and I put forth my best effort on every song. I want to put out the good quality music because I know what it's like to get an album and be disappointed. You know, you might find 3-4 good songs. I want to put every song out at 100%, you know what I'm saying? And so I really love every song. And I'll tell you some of the people that are featuring on it. We got Grand Marquis, that's the homie right here, aka Servant from J.I.G. Do That Then has J.I.G. with Marcel and him, or Fulfilla. We got OG Roe, Soul the Interrogator, Chase Sutton, Sharifa, Jess, Tina Pilcher. We got CBG, which is Chosen by God. We got a couple solo joints by me. We got, who else? We got Jazz Digga. We got All for Christ. I mean, this is a jam-packed CD full of lots of talent from the gorgeous Northwest. And, man, I'm just really excited for y'all to hear it. Just peep it out. If you don't believe me, go check it out and judge for yourself. I'd love to hear your feedback, positive or negative. So I can only get better through constructive criticism, right?
That's right.
All right, let's get it in there.
So that's what it is. Second Wind, Prophet On Point, getting it in, man. Definitely. Let's see, man. We see somebody just joined in the live stream. Man, let me ask you this, man. What you got coming up next, though? That's what I want to know.
So right now, I just came out with this album, and I'm trying to get my CD release party going. I got a few shows lined up, and I got another project I'm working on with Nichols Hawkeye. It's more of like a hip-hop style, but I'm not going to venture away from the Christianity aspect of things. I got to keep it spiritual, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, honestly, to be completely frank, back in the day, Nichols said, nah, I don't really want to, you need to switch your style to where it's more like curtailing to the overall general public and stuff. It's kind of like telling me, basically, less Jesus, more, you know, get your show off verbally with your lyrics or whatnot.
Right.
But anyways, as time progressed, God did a work on him too, and he's actually encouraging me to do what I feel is right, and that's just to utilize the gift that God gave me to glorify him.
Awesome, man.
So yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, you know, to see how he's reconciled our differences and to where we can go on the same page and move in the right direction. So we've recorded 2 tracks on that, and yeah, there's just a lot in the mix, man. Y'all just be tuned and stay in tune, you know?
All right, man. So look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go into another jam, get it in on this next cut right here, man. The homie CJ Emulous, All I Know. He actually got a video, man, and he's getting beat up in that video. That's all I'm going to say. He got beat up in the video.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So look it up, CJ Emulous. The song is called All I Know on Yacht of the King Radio. Definitely go check it out. Music at yachtoftheking.com. That's how you can submit. Let's get it in, man. Here we go.
Man, it's all Jesus. Hungry for my feeder, going in just like my leader. Hoes all in my Adidas, ain't no time to put my feet up. Lost that in the penitentiary, lay my life down through these speakers. Hoping you resemble me, hard like I lost my mind. I lost my mind, spent years on the edge of death. In Christ I crossed the line. Just lost and dying, I walked in blinds on judgment. I be tossed in fire, it cost him mine. He bought my crimes, man, I serve an
awesome God. Man, there ain't no telling me. God wanted to felon me. Was locked up for selling E, now saved with some felonies. Now I'm moving zealously. Holy Spirit dwelling me. Death is all they'll ever see. So why can't I let him be? This all I know.
This all I know.
Your boy is free.
Your boy is free.
He cast my sins away.
Away.
As far as he,
as far as
I'm in distress.
I'm in distress.
I'm in this peace.
I'm in this peace.
I get more Z's now than Zorro enemy.
This all I know. 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 I was whipping it, whipping it, whipping, don't stop, killing it. Cooking dope rocks on the stove top, dissing him with my sickness in. Can't go wrong, stop, was the villain, but now rinsing in them all. Cause count, God, the I choose to know, not up, but Christ in him, slaughter. Till they make me martyr, send me to me, Father. All mamas, I went gaga, it's just I saw grace. No more mayhem, I am in good hands. All stay, tell him fall back like a scuba diver. Get the lamb involved. You done ran it all. Without Christ, you can't stand it all. Surrender hands and all. Up like 12 on that analog. The lion you've been serving is a coward like the land of all. Land of all.
I stand in awe.
Stand in
every
awe.
Day I wait.
Day I wait.
God eternal light.
Deserved
eternal flame.
This the token cup.
This the token cup.
No more playing games. I'm whole now in Christ the King. It's all I know. I play my lane.
That's all I know. This 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 all I know. I see that, girl, you know you.
care for, and I be there for, just like she been there for me. My mama, my grandma, my nana, and my auntie. See, ain't no stunting, some strong women raised me and introduced me to a gracious God who saved me and then forgave me and laced me up with super game. Now I feel them every time my heart beat. Eddie Kane, ain't gotta know they names, everybody got some. Big mamas, little grannies, everybody got one. I know it weigh a ton, burdens that you're carrying. So gon' cry your last till the night, because we rock with him. You're such a flawless gem, cherished jewel and precious stone. Color cut clarity, Christian, can't be copied or clone. I see you, Joe, and I see you putting on. But you never say you that, so I'm gon' tell you in the song.
Are you on it? Oh yeah.
Man, go girl. That's right, man. Go girl. Anybody, man, that's a song for of encouragement for the women out there, man, to follow your dreams. That's right. That's the homie Corey Paul. We had him on the show, man. His podcast episode is up as we speak, man. Definitely go check that out. But we're getting it in on the topic of the day, man, the journey, man. And I would say this, man, as a Christian, I know when we first get saved, we on fire, man. You know, we ready to share the gospel with anybody. But then what happens in our life is we hit the part of our life where it's kind of like, man, it's hard to hear from God. Distractions come to try to knock us off, man. And I think a lot of times that's where some people will begin to give up. But we must persevere through those times, man. And I can say this, for some, they look at that and they'll be like, oh man, I can't go on any longer. It was just too hard for me. There's nothing I could do. For others, they're like, okay, how can I get past this, man? And a lot of times, what I always tell people, man, when you go through a situation where it's hard to hear from God, God is now asking you to give more in your relationship, to seek him more, to go further in your walk with God. Go places that you've never been before, man. And when we think about that and when we talk about that, it's very important that we are willing to say, man, despite these obstacles, my relationship with God is the most important thing in my life. And you know, I think we find ourselves there when our jobs are acting funny. We see the whole United States, as a matter of fact, pretty much the whole world was in a depression or a recession. Both of them kind of were both. We were going through both. But with God, we were able to say, hey, man, OK, I can look at my place in life and say, man, dang, it's really bad. But we can focus on the bad, or we can focus on everything that God has done. And as Prophet was saying earlier, it's very important that we focus and know that we have God with us through all of the stuff that we go through. I will say this, man, a Christian is just like anybody else. They're going to have ups and downs. They're going to have life problems. They're going to have issues. But the difference is we have somebody that we can go to with those things. We have somebody that we can pray to, we can call on, and he's an answerer. And he'll answer us, man. And I say this to, man, anybody that's going through something right now, make sure you put God first, man. Take the time out to put God in the number one slot, the number one spot, because when he's number one in your life, it will make that journey that you're going through a little bit sweeter. You know what I'm saying? You got somebody that you can call on, rely on. Even those out there that's listening and they're like, man, I don't have too many people I can call to share what's going on in my life. Sometimes we get in positions where we're like, man, I don't have that many friends right now, or I don't have, but God is always a friend that you can call on. He's there. You can rely on him. I look at, when we talk about the journey, I look at somebody like Abraham. Abraham went through the journey, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It was years before he had his first kid. Even Joseph, man, 17 years, he went through a journey, but he didn't lose faith through it all. I mean, and there was plenty of times Joseph could have been like, God, you said I was going to be a ruler. I'm in the prison right now. God, what's popping? You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us will look at that circumstance and just give up, man. But God's saying, don't give up, man. Definitely an awesome experience, man. And Prophet, any last words that you want to share on the journey, man?
Man, every day is given to us as an opportunity to walk with God in unity and really take this seriously, man, because you never know when you're going to go.
Yeah.
And God has gifted us with so many talents. Some have more than others, but just be all you can be in the Lord and with the Lord, you know, and don't be discouraged. Maintain having faith, and with that, put faith with action.
Yeah.
And be a soldier in the spiritual war, you know, and do this in one accord, unifying the body of Christ together with brothers and sisters, with the Lord to glorify him. And with the Lord, we're unstoppable, y'all.
That's right,
like,
man.
Like, real talk, man. And God's love is never failing. Be strong. Be on fire for the Lord. You feel me? All right? And, keep on taking back from what the enemy has been trying to take from you. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God gives you that life and all the things that you need to succeed. And anyways, just continue to seek after the Lord. He is why we do what we do.
That's right, man. Prophet On Point was live with me in the studio today, man, on Yacht of the King Radio, man. Y'all be sure to come back every Thursday. It's Don Christian. I'm out. Life.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da. I always gotta
keep my praise. Yada da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yada Da King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada Da King?
Yada Da King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada Da King Radio
now on GospelNW.com.